Ooh, GMAT. Yay.
Hello and welcome to episode
21
of the GMAT podcast.
Is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Ooh, GMAT.
Why did that make you laugh?
Because in my head when I made it, I was like, you know what? I could go, that's because Jesus Christ is my GMAT.
But you didn't.
But I was like, I'm just going to leave
the
that.
The misdirection.
today's episode is brought to
We'd
you
like
by...
We'd like to remind you...
Stop it.
That we, just, this episode of...
No.
G, sorry, you, no, you go, you go.
Today's
We'd like to remind you...
Fucking you fucking cuck.
No, you go.
Yeah, we'd, well...
Go, come, you go. No, go.
No, fair enough.
No. Look. What's your little bit? You've got a little bit of paper.
Today's episode.
We'd like to remind you.
Brought to you by Tiny Build.
This episode the of GMAT Podcast is brought to you by the independent publisher. Developer publisher Tiny Build.
We need to do this right or I might
okay.
get in trouble.
No, no, that's fine.
Today's
Who made
episode.
Games like Hello Neighbor.
Stop
runners.
Reading the mid-roll before we fucking get to the mid.
Okay, all right.
Today's episode
We'd like to remind you.
Come on. This bit can't go on for this long.
Yeah. All right, go.
Today's
Party Hard. Punch Club.
Ben's
Make
doing the
sure
Ben's
sign
doing
up for alpha testing in the new games.
Ad remember. Read today.
Oh, there's an exclamation there.
Today's episode is brought to you by Tiny Build, independent developer and publisher. We'll talk more about them later, or Ben will talk more about them later. You're done with this bit. Put the paper down. But stop looking at it.
We'd like to remind
you. It's like
you.
ASMR. Just, yeah. Today we're reading the... Oh.
Even when you're trying to be ASMR, like you make fart noises.
Yeah, it wasn't a fart. It was the, my
sure.
fingers. My,
uh-huh. A likely story.
My,
can't be
that's
reproduced.
It's my fingers rubbing against the paper. Oh, you like that, don't you, naughty little bitch? All right, enough of that. Naughty little bitch. I didn't feel comfortable saying that. It felt really weird coming off my mouth. You're wearing shorts.
Okay.
Where, why?
You say this every time. Yeah, I wear shorts all the time.
Yes, I say this every time. I've said it twice because...
We come out of winter and you lose your mind because I have a pair of legs.
No, that's I don't believe it. That's why when you walk in, it looks like you're like... You know, in the like the Muppets
Here
or like
go.
Sesame Street, when every now and again, they'd bring Kermit out and just hang his legs over a log instead of instead of hiding him behind.
I thought you were going to say where they stand up and there's a puppeteer with a microphone on. Okay, because that's weirder. That freaks me out.
When you see someone with a hand up their ass, you're like, something's
yeah.
not right
here. Some dude stands up and goes, hello. How are you? And it's a man talking like that.
So yeah, you look like a Muppet, basically.
Thanks. Which one?
I really like your legs. Miss Piggy.
I look like Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah,
that?
That
was Grover.
That was really
was
strong.
Grover.
That was really strong. All right, so now...
We'd like to remind you...
Stop
that
it. Now we've riffed for 5 minutes, so I'm going to look at my notes.
Okay. We are one down.
Let me do my first note.
Well, hang on. Before we
so
get
So you're wearing
one,
shorts.
Are we not going to mention that Aiden's
Oh, Aiden's
away?
On here. Yeah, yeah. It's just you and I.
Yeah.
It's just you and I. It's very comfortable. No one has to listen to my chair squeak because...
I feel like
I have a
we should probably
everything.
Treat his...
That was a pillow squeaking, not a fart, by the way, everybody.
His passing with a bit more respect than it's comfortable.
Yeah. Are we doing a bit where Aiden died? Is that what's happening? Because his passing? What's that about?
Have you not... Okay.
Have I not heard?
You've got to accept it in your own time. If you're not ready
I'm not.
To move through the stages of grief, we can sit in denial for a little while. That's okay. I've come to terms with it because...
In all seriousness, one time I put up a thing as a video of something where we were playing a game and Luke had died and I said rip Luke in the title of the video just on the Facebook page
yeah
and it was like 300 comments of oh my god what happened to Luke I had no idea we're so sorry for you and all this sort of
subscribe
stuff.
To the Patreon to find out
yeah if you want to know if Luke died you can subscribe to the Patreon
be live streaming the funeral
yeah that was weird I couldn't so many people never comment. Like occasionally people comment, you get like a handful of comments, but that was like 300 comments and whatever from the 9,000.
So all you got to do is get some attention is to kill off
just
one
kill
of
off one of the
cast.
Yeah. It's like Game of Thrones. I just do it all and kill everyone. Or I could die first, season one.
No, and then what? We just carried on like a tribute show? What would it be?
I don't know. What's Game of Thrones?
The real GMAT experience?
The real... You know why I went to the real GMAT?
Why?
Because fucking Brian...
That
fucking poof.
Who's Brian?
Brian's he's on the banter bus. Brian's Bruce's brother.
Brian. Oh, okay.
yep. Jordan's boyfriend. Brian and.
Oh, Jordan. Jordan.
Yeah, you know Jordan.
No.
No, fuck. Anyways, so Brian was the first one to go, I can't find you on, back when I had like 30 subscribers or something.
Mm.
He's like, can't find you because there's a test in the UK called the GMAT. And I was like, fuck, guess I'll be the real GMAT. Fuck those Brits.
The real test.
Yeah, I'm it. But now I can't make merchandise. Every merchandise thing I have to put forward is like, has to just be about that Jimmy video that went viral and that's it.
Why?
Because I don't know. I'm worried I'll get in trouble.
It's just a fucking test. It's yeah, but just it's, an like a,
it's like
test,
a, it's
it?
Like a government thing, isn't it?
It'll be something general, something aptitude
I think it's
test.
Like, remember in year 12 when you did, not your SAC, but there was this one test that was GAT. Like a... your GAT, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a GMAT. It's a general something aptitude test. But it's just a test. It's not like that you're infringing on our copyright. Our merchandise profits have been infringed upon by you making fucking t-shirts of fart noises.
Oh, yeah, well. All right, yeah, hey.
All right, glad we settled that. We'd right, like to right. remind you that this episode...
No, don't do it now. It's too early. I need to move the mic away from my mouth, I think.
So Aiden's gone.
No Aiden. No just Aiden. You and I.
Sans Aiden. Yeah. I hope that you and both of the people listening won't be too annoyed by the lack of esoteric local theatre conversation.
But yeah, local theatre. Let's talk about local... Let's let's work in a little...
Smooth transition.
So... Shrek's done. Oh, you know what's really annoying?
Here we go.
People...
Now into the meat and potatoes.
The go. Meat and potatoes of the conversation. I said in a live stream ages ago, I was like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm doing Shrek, so it's only like one video a week.
Did yeah. any of the stream people end up coming?
Yeah, there was a handful of them. But
oh,
but,
really?
Yeah, but I only saw one on Thursday night.
Did they pop in and say hi?
No, that was it. There was a lot of people.
Was the show that bad?
A lot of GMAT fans coming on Saturday night.
And they just left ashamed.
They didn't. Well, I mean, because
have you lost subscribers this week?
Yeah. No. No. Oh yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't check it that much.
Yeah,
anymore.
Probably.
No, but there was a group of people coming on Saturday night. No one, but it was a big night as well, and I was talking to a lot of people. So I was like, maybe they. I just forgot that fans were coming. So I didn't even think to like open myself up.
Mm.
That sounded so tossy.
When no, I say open hey, myself up, no, I mean,
no, fuck, shut up.
You're don't. An artist. You're an artist.
When I say open
you've
myself up.
You've created a product that is connecting with people.
Fucking cunt.
You have every right to conduct yourself post-show, however you want to do it, when you're coming down from the high of experiencing and investigating what it is to be an ogre.
I hate you.
I saw the show.
I could have turned away from like the little... groups I was in just to
yeah
just so that someone could approach me and say hello.
Maybe they were intimidated because of your performance, your very strong
shut
performance.
The fuck up, you fucking cunt.
Maybe they thought, you know what, he delved
so deep into the ogre,
into something there that I don't even know if he could have come back in the amount of time that's passed since the show until we're seeing him now. And they thought, you know what, let's just wait, we'll catch him on a live stream because he's clearly dealing with some deep shit here. You know what I first thought when I saw you on stage, I was like, fuck, I finally get it. Ogres are like onions. There are so many layers.
So many fucking layers.
This is quite the character. Oh. I wish all the songs were out of the way so that I could sort of... I wish that Shrek the Musical was you playing Shrek in your swamp, monologuing for an hour and a half.
That's...
Intermission.
That's all I've ever wanted.
Then another hour and a half.
Of just... and a bit of...
3 hours.
A bit of light flute.
Maybe a little bit of flute. I mean, you're the artist. I'm not going to tell you how to do your job.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. So, people, I'd said on the live stream that I was doing Shrek and I was super busy and the schedule was a little fucked. I was like, I'll do one video a week. I didn't end up doing one video a week. I did like.
Couldn't even manage that.
No, I did. But I just threw in them randomly. There wasn't a schedule like there usually is. And then this week, Monday comes around, the show's finished and it's already like, all right, back onto the schedule. Where's the videos? I'm like, can you cucks? I say to the subscribers, can you cucks fucking settle?
Did they actually ask?
When I say they, like three people messaged
that's
me.
More than zero, and that's pretty good when they're like, give us a fucking content.
It's just okay. So you three people. It's just yeah. I'm fucking
big shout out.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna name. I'm not gonna.
No, I'm saying generally big shout out.
Yeah. No, but it's
so they were like, give us a content.
I get that addictive. They want the content, but what they need to understand. Is that when you come when I've come off a show, it's not like back into normal life. It's like, okay, that's a week of...
You need to go to Nepal
shut
or somewhere
the fuck up.
For a couple of weeks, have a bit of a silent retreat maybe, do some meditation just to find out who you are. Because for the last week, maybe 2 weeks with dress rehearsals, you've been an ogre.
I,
An ogre can't upload funny 3-minute fighting videos of video games.
An ogre can't even organize internet connection.
No. He can't even get green paint off his face after a show.
It takes a bit of work.
Apparently.
What? You really had an issue with the green paint?
No, it was just a lot of it. You seem to do a half-assed job of getting it off. But that's fine. It'd be tiring.
There's a lot in my shower.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of cum.
Stop with the questions about what's in his shower or how much is in his shower.
It's just green and cum, and that hooker's blood. And that's it. I swear to God. Yep. And some of her hair in the drain.
Because he ate the rest.
Started from her vagina and I ate up to her neck.
And on that note, we'd like to remind you that this episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by the independent developer and publisher Tiny Build.
You want to try that again?
No, I got it all out. There's some P's that were replaced with B's, but that's fine. Who made games like Hello Neighbor, Speedrunners, Cluster Truck, Guts and Glory, Party Heart, and Punch Club. Make sure to sign up for alpha testing of their new game if you want to. You don't have to. Secret Neighbor. I think that game must be released by now. I think I said it last time we were doing this. There's no way it's still in alpha. If it is, they need to take a long, hard look at themselves because it's been going on for fucking years now. For more information, follow @TinyBuild on Twitter and visit tinybuild.com. Thank you, Tiny Build, for supporting this episode of GMAT Podcast. That comes from GMAT. I'm not thanking you. I don't know you. I've never spoken to you.
I've spoken to them.
Okay. Well,
I had a Skype call with the CEO.
Okay.
And he lives somewhere quite far away. Is this okay to talk about? Yeah, I guess so.
You're wondering whether it's
the
okay.
What's the worst thing that happens? I lose a sponsor.
You wonder if it's okay to talk about a conversation you had with some CEO of a company. But right before I did the read, you were talking about eating a hooker.
Prostitute.
From her genitals upwards.
Vagina. Don't paraphrase.
Why are you using synonyms like it makes it better or worse?
Yeah, true.
And then you're like, oh, geez, I hope I can talk about the conversation I had.
So I was talking to him.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know where in the world he was. It was like 9 a.m. here and he was just finishing work. And he's like, I'm just sitting on my balcony. He's not Russian.
Okay.
Don't know why he's in. All right, let's pretend he's Russian.
Is he Dutch?
He's in the Netherlands.
Okay.
But he was like, I'm just sitting on my balcony.
Hello.
Hello. I'm just sitting on my balcony.
Hello, mate. Is just this real gym, mate?
Smoking a cigar. Enjoying the sunset.
Sunset?
I was like, this guy's cool. Remember, I had cigars once.
They made me cough, but the fact that he can smoke them.
Cool dude.
Cool.
I had the humidor over there. They used to put cigars in for that 1 month of my life where I started smoking cigars.
This is the new me.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm a cigar smoker now. What can I say? And then I run out of money.
Sorry, guys. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just going to have a quick cigar. Just a
quick cigar. I used to chop them in half because I couldn't. I didn't want to stand outside for 45 minutes.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and that was my cool cigar days. And that's all I got. All right, let's talk about Shrek.
That was it?
That's it. Okay. I smoked cigars. That guy was cool. Now, there's a reason I was talking about him, but...
Whatever, we've
But
forgotten.
I really want to get back onto you shitting on Shrek.
Okay.
You saw the Wednesday preview performance. And for those who don't know about the theatre, every now and again...
Every week we're going to tell you about it.
Every now and again, companies... It's more of a professional thing. I don't know why amateur companies do it.
Well,
they'll do a preview performance, which is like, it's not quite opening night. It's like a dress rehearsal that you can come watch. But it functions exactly the same
as
the show.
It's like, you can be fortunate enough to pay full price to see a rehearsal.
Well, you're not paying full price. That's what, no, they were cheaper tickets. That's the whole point of a were preview. They? So okay. You can get cheaper tickets.
To see a lower quality show.
Well, it's not supposed to be low, but it's the first time you run the show as if it was a full show. You know, you do the waiting and the...
They used to be called, back when I was in theatre, tech rehearsals.
Well, you do tech rehearsals. Mm. So we did a tech run.
But no one takes them seriously.
No. So like, we're you do get tech run to make sure everything's working. And then we did a full run. You know.
Dress.
A dress run the next day. And then the next day...
That's what I meant to say. Dress, not tech.
Next day we did a dress run with costumes and makeup and treat it like that. And then the Wednesday, the preview was like, you do it as if an audience is coming in, because an audience is coming in. There's the half an hour you have to be quiet backstage.
None of you can sort of make believe for 3 hours that people were in the room. That's not a talent that actors have, to pretend that something's happening.
Look, it's so they can run, because there's other stuff like getting the band ready to go and all that kind of, and making sure everything starts on time at time, just treating it like how it would be. So that's what a preview is.
Okay.
Didn't go very well.
No?
No, it was shocking.
Was it?
Yep. It was not our finest night. Okay. I don't know why everyone came, you know.
don't adjust the volume halfway through.
Probably because they bought tickets.
Yeah, true. But when I say everyone, I meant like you and Beck and Aiden. And Aiden wasn't coming to Friday, and I was like, oh, good, you should come on Friday so I can learn how to sing while being choked. I need a couple of days to work that out, and then by Friday, we should be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then he messaged me, he says, I'm coming tonight, don't be shit. And I'm like, oh, all right, sure. I wasn't particularly bad. It wasn't my worst go at the show, but the show as a whole didn't go over quite.
So you thought you did well?
I thought I did okay.
Okay.
I never think I've done a stellar job.
Okay.
The acting is whatever, is fine. I kill it every time, you know?
Yep.
I'm an artist. It's 100% or nothing. No, I don't worry about the acting. It's more the vocals that I get a bit up.
And you thought they were okay?
I thought they were okay. No, I didn't think they were okay. First thing I did when we did the opening song, which is the hardest one I have to sing, which is, it's not even a whole song. I come out for the last minute, half of the song, and do this thing. And then I got to this last note that I go to hit. My voice just went. And I just didn't go where it needed to go. And then I went backstage. I was like, that was interesting. And then, you know, bored would be like, oh, no, it was really good. yeah, so it wasn't the finest night.
Okay.
Why? What do you think?
Huh?
What do you think?
Why? What do you mean? Well, you've clearly got your own opinions that you thought you did okay. So that's all that matters, isn't it?
Well, if we're going to talk about me before we get into everything else, what do you... Yeah, go on. Give us your feedback.
There was...
Talking in the mic.
I'm just fucking itching my head, all right? Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
I think the cast looked like they were having a really good time.
That's bullshit. Don't say that shit.
What?
Crack into it.
Well, this is a start.
All right, yeah. Now, keep in mind, we weren't having a really good time that night.
I haven't even given an opinion or already given excuses.
No, it was like...
I gave one positive and you're like, well, nah, keep in mind.
No. You're like, it looks like the cast having a great time. It's like, we wanted to die.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was not a good night. And then the next
night... Well, maybe that's where all the effort went into looking like you were having a good time.
Yeah.
Because like 20 minutes in, I thought, amateur theatre really is for the enjoyment of the cast, isn't it? Because it can't be for us. Oh. I don't know.
Rough cop.
You know how I feel about musicals, though.
Yeah.
And then there's so many songs. And well, there's so many pointless songs.
That's how musical theatre works.
It does, doesn't it? But I always forget. And then I go and see a play because one of you guys is in it. Or someone drags me to one. And I'm like, my God, there is a lot of songs.
See, you've got a preconceived idea of people chucking in songs for no reason. Because when we went to Hungry Jack's, when we went to Red Rooster with Amy and Beck, you were like, you said to Amy, who played Fiona, that song at the start of Act 2, that was a bit pointless, wasn't it?
What was that one?
And I was like, no, I disagree. Because
what's the song? Tell me the song again.
It was Morning Person. She comes out and she's singing to the bird. And,
right, yeah.
And there's
a
big tap with the
for
rats.
For what I think was probably close to 45 minutes.
it's a lot. It's a big song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But in musical theatre, it's you don't need a reason to have the song. You just need... Sorry, no.
You just need someone to sing it.
No. It's not that you need...
As long as you've got words and music and an actor, put it in there.
It's like there's supposed to be songs.
Yeah.
And it's about where you put the songs. I don't think they shoved that in there because they were like, we need to fill time. I think that song is supposed to go there and it links to all these references from the film.
Yeah.
You know.
There's a couple of gag references that link to the film. The whole point of it is she's a morning person because she turns into an ogre at night. We know that already. We know she doesn't like turning into an ogre. And they needed something at the start of the second act. And so she comes and says, I'm a morning person. This is great. I'm a pretty girl again. And she does a verse, then she goes to the chorus, and then there's an instrumental interlude, and we do a key change, and we go to a different part. You're like, we fucking get it! And it just goes on and on. You want to open the second act, do something that's relevant to the plot.
That's where it's just not your type of theatre, though.
Right.
Because everyone else sits there and goes, yay, music, yay, dancing, yay, I love the song.
Yeah.
When is this going to end?
You know when I love music? When a band is in tune.
What?
And in time.
Excuse me.
And the singers?
Excuse me.
Well,
that band was phenomenal. Every single person in that band was a paid...
Yep. I'm sure they're great.
Musician.
On their own.
Yeah, I thought out of all the things in this show, out of everything, I thought you would have said...
I was really impressed at the start when I was like, horn section? String section? They got a string section. Wow, good on them. And then, I don't know, the horns... Horns, I can't play a horn instrument, but they sound hard. The band made it sound hard.
Yeah, it's hard. I was heavily impressed by the man.
Yeah?
I didn't think
we... You have latex covering your ears, though, don't you?
Yeah, sure, yeah. I didn't think we deserved that band.
Really?
Yeah, when we heard the first Sitz Probe and that, it was really strong. And there were some real, really strong musicians in that band. It did get to a point, I noticed, where, like, the band didn't seem to care that if they fucked shit up.
Okay.
Which seems to be a thing in musical theatre because they're down under the ground in a pit and no one knows who's playing what. Yep. So sometimes they just get a bit lazy. Like, there's that, in that particular song at the start, the flute does that.
Yep.
That fucking waking up sun. And two of the nights she was like, and I'm like, you're a professional flute player. You can do it. You know you can do it. Stop being lazy. So, yeah.
So, we started.
Sorry.
I said they weren't that great. You said, are you fucking kidding?
No,
they
hold
were all paid. They were the best. And then you're like, yeah, but the very first thing they did every night got fucked up most nights.
No. I'm working off a past reaction of the band where I heard the band for the first time.
Yep.
And they were trying really hard because they were in front of the cast and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And then as I went on, I remembered that thing. And also remembered the horns fuck it up a section during the show. And I was like, well, that was pretty obvious. So, yeah, no, I see where you're coming from. But I'd gotten used to them by that point.
Yeah. Well, when you're not used to them, you think, oh, that's not very good.
I thought they were great. Anyways.
Okay.
Anyways, moving on. Didn't like the cast, singing, obviously.
Singing on stage in a musical, I couldn't do it. I could never do it. I am a average at best singer, just sitting there playing guitar. So some of the notes that those people were hitting were pretty fucking outrageously impressive.
Yeah.
But 100% consistency is something that's very difficult for, I think, anyone. And they're an amateur car, so they can only do so much. But the fact that they're amateur doesn't make me enjoy it more. Like when they fuck up, it still detracts from it.
I want to know who you're talking about.
Pick a cast member.
All right, let's kick it up from the top.
Okay, so the thing is,
now let's get me, because I'm very sensitive.
Listen, everyone at some point fucks something up.
Oh yeah.
But the thing is that, like, and I don't begrudge them. If you like musical theater, I'm sure you can overlook all that stuff. But it was just, for me, it was like, yeah, there's another one, and it just, I'm already like, hurry up with the song already, because it's been 4.5 minutes and we're just getting into the third verse and a key change is coming, because they always have to do that. And it would be, if they were going to end the song really high, the person would have trouble with the low parts of the register because it's for their voice to try and get down that low. Or they can't hear because they can't push out the notes enough, because it's fucking hard to sing on stage when they've got a band underneath you and there's people in front of you and the mics are maybe not that great, or they don't have fold backs enough. It's just a real complicated thing to do. And it's hard, and I don't begrudge anyone. I think everyone did a pretty good job considering it was an amateur production and they're amateur performers. But it's just, it's not my bag.
Not your cup of tea?
Nah.
Not your...
And I was not going to say any of this because I don't think it's relevant. I'm not their audience, but you asked. So.
No, I'm just interested. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the next night.
Okay.
We got our review in.
Oh, really?
Did you read the review?
No, I didn't know there was one.
Well, let's just say they were very kind. There was some things said about me that were not deserved.
Really?
Yeah. For sure.
Positive things, you say?
Yeah. It was all very positive. I think the only person who really got anything negative was the guy who played Donkey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All they said was something like he just needs to work on his diction, because some of the lines he says are unclear when he does.
Well, he's doing Eddie Murphy the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Which is what they said to the Eddie Murphy. So we got 4 stars.
He's doing Eddie Murphy. And I think Farquaad.
Yeah.
I think they picked him because he does a great John Lithgow impression. If you close your eyes and listen to him talk his lines, he sounds like John Lithgow.
Yeah.
Don't think they picked him for his singing.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. He had a bit of trouble across the time. And that's he's a professional performer. He's done professional work. And then it was at the start of this show. I don't know if it was at the start of this show or quite a while beforehand, he'd done some damage to his voice. And he was saying, my voice has been, you know, hoarse for a couple of weeks. I hope it works itself out. And he's been on the up. Like, he's been getting better and better and better. But
the show might have been a little bit too early for him.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think he might have not been quite where he needed to be to do that, because it's a hard sing, that one in particular. Yep.
What else you got?
So we got 4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Matt Arda brings sensitivity, gravitas, and a remarkable singing voice to the title character.
I'd agree with 2 out of 3 of those.
Yeah. Look, that Wednesday in particular, that was a rough night for me.
Yeah. So,
but I through the whole entire process, there was not one, you know, there was not like a couple weeks where I consistently sung well.
Mm.
It was like Monday's rehearsal, I was like, yeah. Thursday's rehearsal, I was like, no. Sunday's rehearsal, I was like, yeah. There was never any middle ground where I was like, oh, that was passable. It was either, yes, I nailed that, or no, that was awful.
Not singing.
Some days it was like, even in the shows, it was like some nights I was like, I could sing this show again.
Yeah, right.
Three times tonight. Yeah. And then some nights it was like, well, my voice is just
one. We're going for one. Yeah.
Not even that. Like that Wednesday night after the first song, I went, I don't know how I'm going to get through this for the show, because my voice is already just blown.
Yeah. Well, it didn't get any worse on Wednesday. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Which is good, because it starts. The first act is really hard. Amy, I won't say her last name on the podcast, is one of the crown jewels of this production. She delivers a deeply nuanced and complex comic performance driven by a very real pathos.
Wow.
Yeah. What did you think of Amy?
I thought she did pretty well. I think she was one of the stronger ones. Makes sense, because she's a lead character.
Yeah. I would say, out of the 4 of us, Donkey, Shrek, Farquaad, and her,
yep.
Would you agree she was the strongest?
Definitely the strongest singer.
Yeah. Oh, didn't like her acting?
Her acting was fine, but I don't know whether she was the best acting-wise. I think you did a good job as Shrek.
You reckon?
And I agree with them that you brought whatever they said when I can't remember what it was, but I agree with it when I heard it.
I skipped Bort. Daniel, his last name, who played Donkey. I feel weird saying people's last
name. You
could
just skip it. You don't have to say insert last name or whatever.
Has a powerhouse singing voice and great physicality, but is encumbered by an Eddie Murphy impression that leaves us a lot of his dialogue indistinguishable. That I'm sure will improve as the run continues.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah. And Mark, however, comes very close to walking away with this production on his knees, I might add. His Lord Farquaad is deliriously evil. He's a deliriously evil creation and a triumph of costume design.
It was full on panto, though.
Yeah.
That's where, I mean, it's a pretty one-dimensional character, but still, it was 100% panto. Like, he made a one-dimensional character more one-dimensional. Whereas I think you and, probably you more than anyone, did well with the pathos, I think. And I don't know whether how intentional it was, I think, because it was a lot of natural Matt charm coming through, likability.
I'm not just naturally this charming, you know? I'm not just a fucking walking around. Anyways, so thank you. It was intentional. I'm glad you picked up on it, is all I'm saying. Enough of that. Moving on. All right, so you didn't shit on it that bad.
Okay.
She could probably go on.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah, true. All right, let's...
I saw a bad show, apparently. Like, the Wednesday was a bad...
It was a very bad show. Yeah. The Thursday before the show, Amy got everyone together and we stood in a circle and we were like, let's fucking connect so that we're all on the same page. Because last night was shambles. Everyone was all over. People went where they're supposed to be. Late entrances, drop lines, bad singing. It was a fucked show.
Mm.
And then we all reconnected. And Thursday night was like 100% better.
Magic.
It was far, far better.
That is great to hear.
You can tell from that review.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. They were there the Thursday, were they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it was different. Wednesday and the rest of the run were like two different shows.
There you have it, folks. If you missed out, plenty more GMAT content on youtube.com/.
Yeah, let's talk about something a little less fucking, let's talk about some more theatre, but there's a funny, I want to bring something out.
Okay.
Tell me why, though.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about it?
No, we can talk about it.
So, it would have been over a year ago, right?
Yeah, at least.
Where you came to me, because we make shows together, or at the time we haven't made a show in a year, so we were doing stuff together.
Hmm.
And we said, Tommy Wiseau, obviously, I don't want to have to explain it to people, but if you've ever seen The Room, that terrible film, or who just did, James Franco just did a...
Disaster
Artist, which is about Tommy Wiseau.
Making the room.
So Tommy Wiseau was the director and the star of The Room, and he's a crazy human being. He's a terrible actor, bad director. The movie was awful. And then you had the idea, and this is before the Disaster Artist came out. It was being made, but it hadn't come out yet.
Yep.
And you said, wouldn't it be funny, which is so weird for you, you're like, wouldn't it be funny if we did a musical about The Room?
Yeah.
Why musical?
Well, because I thought it would be funny because it's so hammed up. And it's the movie is really unintentionally a pantomime as well. So I thought, well, make it a musical because then he can sing all his feelings because he's got all this You're Tearing Me Apart, Lisa stuff. And you have all these these in-jokes because everyone knows the movie.
Mm.
And there's always a little bit of elbow, nudge, nudge, wink, wink with the audience anyway in those panto sort of things. So you've got this whole like barrel of jokes ready to go.
I remember when you pitched it to me, you were like, imagine a song called You're Tearing Me Apart, Lisa. Or
something. Yeah, You're Tearing Me Apart, brackets, Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit like that. Like, it's just, it's ready to go.
Yeah.
So that was the idea. And then we're like, I don't even know how to go about it, though, because obviously he owns the rights to all that shit.
Who do you want to get to do the music? That Bill Wirtz guy?
I don't know. That was a funny idea.
But I really thought that'd be all right.
He writes interesting stuff, but I don't know whether it was big enough for what we needed to do because you needed to make it really big and over the top to highlight how ridiculous everything was.
Yeah, true.
Because the more dramatic and because it's, you damn your bad, Lisa, all that stuff, the bigger that is and the more serious and orchestral you can make it, the funnier it is because we all know in the center of it is this nugget of nonsense that is The Room.
Yeah.
So
I went on IMDb.
Yep.
No, I signed up for IMDb.
Really break down the steps here.
Yeah,
but I got onto my computer and typed www. Because
if you sign up to IMDb or link it to your agency or whatever, you get a different IMDb where you get contact information for particular people.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah, yeah. So when I went on there and I found him, I was like, oh yes, here's his email. And it wasn't his email; it was a link to his website. And I was like, well, that's annoying. I could have just found his website myself, but I clicked on the website. The website looked like a Flash.
It was 1998 AOL stuff. Yeah,
like with like emojis and stuff.
Yeah.
And I scrolled down the bottom and I saw his email was there. And then I'd emailed him. I wish I'd gotten the emails. I'd emailed him and I said, look.
You have to find the emails. Pause on find the emails because the grammar and shit is next level.
I didn't even know what to search for. Fuck, I'd search
for... The Room.
The Room?
I don't know.
I'm not going to scroll back 4 years. Maybe for next week, if I find the emails and find anything. Anyway, so I'm just going to cut all that out. But what happened was I was looking for the emails and I couldn't find them because I can't remember what email I sent it from. But I got his information. No, I got the information of his... It was like his personal email.
No, it wasn't.
No, because it did get sent to something else. And I sent it to this and it said... Where I was just like, look, it's early days. We've got this idea. Here's our kind of CV of things we've done. This would be a bit, you know, out of our, what we usually do. It's a bit more high budget and high, but we can, you know, we're prepared to take it on. We want to, it's basically straight to the point. We want to turn The Room into a musical. We think it'd be really interesting. I never was like offensive. I never said, oh, I think it'd be really funny. I was just like, I just think it'd be really interesting. And then the email reply was, please email Tommy's management at this email address. And I didn't even forward it. I just typed out a whole new email. Where I was like, so here's the deal. Here's what's going on.
Yeah.
And then the email we got back from, it was like, hello, this is Tommy's representation. This is his direct manager representation. And it was written like that. It was like, hello, this is Tommy's direct management representation.
Hmm.
We love idea. Can't wait.
Love idea. How much you look for a license fee?
That was it. And they were like talking, and then they started talking about licensing fees and whatever. And I was like, look, it's still early days. We didn't want to, cause it's the planning for this. We're doing, you know, off our own, out of our own pocket and that kind of thing. And it's really like, usually you just go for it and then we'd present you with the full project, but we just kind of want to know like a rough yes or no. If we put in the work for this, is it likely that Tommy will give us, or you guys will give us permission to use The Room or whatever? And it was like, yeah, sounds fantastic. Sounds real good. It sounds like it'd be great. You will have a great time.
Obviously, he's represented by Christopher Walken. It'd be great.
It wasn't totally like the grammar wasn't awful, but it was
pretty for someone who's doing it from work. Apparently, he had no moniker at the bottom either. It was just like, oh, sounds great. How much you want for a license fee? What you thinking of? What time to put it on? Regards, Jason. And that was it. It was like
Jason or someone.
There was none of that bottom business where it's like, you know, management, blah blah blah, from blah blah blah, phone numbers, emails, or anything.
I didn't pick up on it, but I sent it to you.
How did you not pick up?
And you were like, you do know you're talking to Tommy, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And you're like, read that email again. And I read it. I'm like, oh, fuck.
It in his head, in your voice.
I am absolutely talking to Tommy Wiseau. Yeah. I'm not talking to Jason. So I imagine he's got like, he's just created this whole fake.
Yeah, yeah. Because we never got a reply from the same person. Like we replied to this Jason guy and then it would come back from like Carol or something, but it was always the same shitty English, always broken words and half sentences and half thoughts. Like he'd start talking about what are ideas for play, and then we'd just start going on about like licensing fees and how long you want to license and what would be the content, and it was very rambling and weird.
And it was weird that the manager, I do air quotes, said go for it. And we will give you permission, you know, within reason, because we just want to we'll have to see the material. I was like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. Then it was like a conversation and he was like, so what you think doing?
Oh, remember? Yeah. After that, he was like, urgent, get back to us remember there was that urgent reply thing? Cause he sent you something saying, this is why we need them. This conversation doesn't work without it.
No, no, no.
But he sent you something saying, what are you thinking for license fee? I think meaning how much are we willing to pay to license the intellectual property.
And that's what I thought
was
weird.
And then we left it and we were talking like, well, he seems like he's open to it, so I guess I'll start having a look at writing it and blah, blah, blah. And then like 12 hours later, it was like, urgent, Matt, please, we need to hear back about license fee because we have not heard yet. We need to know.
Yeah, yeah. And then I had to go and Google what was it, because I was like, this guy is letting us pick our license fee. Yeah. So I had to go and Google what would be an appropriate license fee.
You gave him something really vague back, like, well, we don't even really know what we're working with yet, so maybe let us come up with some sort of spec idea and we'll put it back to you and you can decide what, et cetera, et cetera, and would you want ticket sale percentage or what? Yeah,
just went off my limited knowledge of of rights.
Try and sound theatery.
And then, basically, it was too much work. And we're like putting on one of your shows that you've written is already so much goddamn work to then put on a musical that you've written. And we would do it in like a big theater and we would have to get grants and that kind of stuff. And I was like, ugh, this seems like a fuck ton of work. And I was going to like third year or honors of drama or something. And I was like, I just cannot be fucked. And that was it. We didn't verbally go, let's not do this. We just sort of
fizzled apart.
Fast forward to 2 weeks ago, and you sent me a link to an article.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get the article up.
Yeah, read it out big and loud for the class.
I was so miffed. You know what? This is in front of Bort and Amy and some other people from. Oh, it was just Bort, Amy, and Mark. We were sitting in this bottom room at a rehearsal, and you sent me this. And I couldn't even articulate it to them because I didn't want to get into this whole fucking story.
So what happened?
So I just went, oh, and they're like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. Just Tommy Wiseau. No, I did. I can't remember if I said it to Bort or Amy. I said, you know, Tommy Wiseau. And they're like, no. I was like, well, now I'm fucked, aren't I?
There's no way to explain that to someone who doesn't know what the hell's going on.
And if anyone knew Tommy Wiseau and then I was like, oh, so I was talking to Tommy Wiseau, they'd be like, oh my God, what did he say? How did it happen?
Yeah.
But they didn't, whoever I was talking to didn't know who Tommy Wiseau was. It was really annoying. The the title of, you linked me this article and the title of it is Tommy Wiseau wants to take The Room to Broadway and Ben Folds is potentially involved. So fucking mad. He's gonna, so his next massive project is turning The Room into a Broadway musical.
I wonder where he got the idea.
Did that just pop into his head one day to think?
Smooth transition.
I mean, sure, fair enough. It's a year later and
his intellectual property, but
and he's thought, whatever. He's thought, but I can't imagine he's thought, I should turn into a Broadway musical. I mean, I guess he could have. I don't want to say he stole the idea from us because he might have thought ages ago. He just seems like the kind of person that years ago would have been like, you know, this will be great as a musical. Yeah. I really want to turn this into a musical.
He doesn't seem like a guy who gets involved in musicals.
No, and the fact that the way he reacted when we brought him the idea makes you think like he was like, this is great idea. This is first time I heard this. Sorry, bad accent. I try my best. I can't do a great Tommy Wiseau.
Hey, man, this is the first time.
It's our first time.
My name's Jamie Wiseau, brother.
So basically, Tommy Wiseau stole our idea.
Thief, and he shall be receiving a lawsuit.
That'll be the name of the podcast. Tommy Wiseau stole our idea.
Thief.
Pile of shit.
No, he's all right.
Yeah, no, I'm glad.
He did all the work for the movie.
Exactly. I want him. I didn't want to do it.
Hey, I welcome him to it.
Yeah.
If he wants to use the room for a musical, I give him my blessing.
He better not do it. Like,
from one artist to another, eh, Matt?
You cock. You sandwich of cock. All right. Let's talk about something else.
All right. Smooth transition.
Smooth transition. No, I'm really kind of out. Just got a message from my hot date for tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Hot date. You going on a hot date?
I am.
What are you going to do?
Looks like we were maybe going to go see a show, but now we're just going to get a drink.
It's probably a better idea.
Yeah. Well, a show's good because if you go, like, I like going to the movies or going to a show because you can, if they're shit, you can sit in the dark. Or if I'm shit, you can just sit in the dark and watch a show. You don't have to chat and that.
Some of those subtle body language cues.
But yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know, where they hold their vagina, where they're like, don't look me in the eyes, all that sort of shit.
Classic stuff.
Yeah.
Disney romance.
I'm a good talker.
Yeah.
I like to talk.
Absolutely.
And even if I'm not into the person, I love chat.
What's your game?
What do you mean?
Because you're such a nice boy. Such a nice chatty boy.
Hey, here's the thing, Ben.
How do you get the look?
There's this crazy thing, you know, Ben, where...
Here he fucking goes. Go
where
on.
If you're actually nice to a girl,
yeah,
they'll let you put your penis inside them. You just be nice. I'm just nice. Okay. I don't have to fucking coyly trap some broad.
Why do you think that that's the only alternative?
Well, because the way you said, you're just so nice. You're so nice. What's the other option?
I said, not nice. I didn't say you are nice. I said, you're so nice.
Oh.
You're just a nice, friendly boy. Very genuine. Very loyal. That I can't imagine you having any sort of steamy game going. Like, you don't have the Antonio Banderas slick back steamy, like, oh, he's so mysterious.
No.
It's like, g'day cunts, who wants to smell a fart?
That's really my only game, isn't it? And some girls are into that. Some girls have a laugh.
All right. I'm a girl in a bar.
All right. Why am I at this bar? Why would I pick a girl up at a bar?
Because that's awful.
I want to go down to the local.
All right. Well, you pick it. You set the scene then.
No. I can't set a scene.
Yes, you can.
See, I've never picked someone. Oh, no, that's not true. That's not true.
Well, we can do like a 3 to 4 week improv where you build.
That's so, so fucked up.
I meant that generally. That was a specific reference to anything that may or may not have happened in the last 3 to 4 weeks.
I can't put that in. I have to cut that out totally.
No! You just cut the bit out after when I described that it may or may not have been a specific situation. Because it was relevant to the conversation. It's just a joke that's relevant.
Yeah, true.
Go on. You pick a scene then.
Well, because I don't. The only time I've ever picked someone up at a bar, the two times I've picked someone up at a bar, I have been blind drunk, and it was like, it was within 30 seconds of meeting them, we were making out.
Right.
So it's not like there's no game. It's magnetic. Just two horny people are. Actually, there's one time.
Here we go.
I was in first year uni and we were at this bar, and I went with this group of people. This is gonna make my game sound even more depressing. I was like, can we stop saying my game? I feel like such a fucking lad.
Yeah, your moves.
My moves.
The Artemis. That feels worth. Nah.
The Artemis Prime. Gross.
Fucking hell.
So I went with this group of people, and it was like basically even split like 6 or 8 or 10. Like the numbers were even. And there was this point in the night, I hadn't spoken to this person at all because I didn't know them very well. This girl, who was fucking hot. And everyone had split off. And it was this one point where we're sitting in this like lounge area, and I looked to my right and two of them are making out. I looked to my left and two of them are making out. And I looked beside me and two of them are making out. When I say beside me, I mean like directly beside me.
Right.
Like they're on my shoulder. I'm like, okay. And then it was like, I looked at the girl and she looked back, and it was like an episode of Friends. We just kind of like shrugged at each other and then started making out.
Well, at least you started making out. At least you didn't shrug at each other and she went, well, I'll be back in a minute.
Once it starts,
Yeah.
You know, once this is my problem. This is a safe place.
Yep.
Let's talk about my sexual problems.
As you pick your nose and flick it across the lounge.
No, it was fucking skin and shit.
Uh-huh.
So this is my problem. I always pick my nose in front of girls. When things kick off, like once I kiss a person, then it's like, okay, everything's free game. I can say whatever I want. I can be, I don't want to say sexy. It sounds so gross.
Yeah.
But I can, yeah. Who's getting hard? All the GMAT viewers are like, yeah, fucking rub it. Anyways, so once that's done, I'm fine. It's the pre. Because right. I don't know how to go from just being nice.
Yep.
And making people laugh. And turning that into like some kind of
close, yeah, yeah.
Turning so, it into let's get naked.
But what? Okay, so what happens? Let's say
it's always luck. It's always just like this person thinks I'm funny enough. This person thinks I'm not fat enough. You know, like whatever. This person's attracted to me, yep. and then I'll you know I'll like you know what I mean. Because it's not like
is it trying to pay for an Uber or say goodbye to a friend? You just go in and try and kiss them.
Well, that's yeah. It sounds so aggressive. It sounds so fucking gross. You know, just fucking.
No, I know what you mean.
Mac on.
So let's say that you and I have just kissed.
Yeah.
And I'm a woman.
Don't be a woman. You're ruining it.
Why?
Just be you.
No. We've kissed.
Fuck.
And then what happens? And then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to, I've got to, sorry.
Well,
I'm...
then it's like, you want to fuck? You want to, like.
Really? Yeah, that romantic? Yeah. Wow.
Wow, not like that. You know what I mean? But it's more like, I'm like, I can be kind of.
Well, still, we just had a Big Mac, tongues included.
Yeah.
The full pash.
Big Mac.
And all your friends are sitting around macking together. And I'm like, oh, I need a drink of water. I'm parched or some bullshit.
Hey, that's fine.
That's fine. I will allow you to get a drink of water.
No,
because
I'm,
you
I'm,
are now my woman.
I'm talking about the scene. I'm okay. The scene.
Hey. All right. So smooch, smooch, smooch.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It's are you,
am I... And action. Oh, man.
Will you marry me? And scene.
That's all.
I'm not going to do this fucking scene with you.
Why?
Because
I saw you as a green man give a harrowing performance. I followed you from the swamp to the dragon's castle to fucking wherever Farquaad lives and back to the swamp again. And I was hooked every minute. You've never been an ogre. You've never met an ogre. They don't even exist. The place you were... It's not a real place. That was all in your mind, and you made that so real.
It's just
for me and the rest of the audience,
Ben.
But you've been in this situation. All you got to do is recall. Stanislavski, man, go back.
That's the problem, Ben. That's the problem. This character is too close to home. You know, I need to play Rico Suave. I can't play Matt Arda.
Go deeper.
I'm just worried I won't be able to come back. I'm worried if I go too deep, I won't be able to come back.
I believe in you.
In editing, I want to do like a whole thing now where I put in music and that. No, okay. Anyways. So, no, I don't have game.
Okay, we've just finished kissing.
Well, when I say I don't have game, my game comes consistently from the woman.
Right.
You know.
Meaning what?
Well, they'll show an interest and I'll be like, okay, free. Fuck, yeah. I'm ready to go. Like, I don't have to be the... I've rarely had to be... Which is weird for me as a big fat dude. I'm never... I can't think of one instance where I've been the one who has to make the move.
What do you think that is?
I don't know. I think... Just some particular girls will just make it clear. They'll like, you know, they'll rub my fucking leg or they'll, you know.
And you're more attracted to these girls or is it just what's available?
Wow, what are you, geez, that sounds fucked up.
Just asking.
I'm never going to hook up with someone I'm not attracted to.
Well, no, but are you more attracted to these girls who are more assertive?
No.
So that's what you manage to connect with because they're more assertive and you... more passive.
Yes, but it's not like I've been surprised by someone coming up to me. Like I've done what I do as a human being, which is smile, make people laugh, and that sort of thing, and then they'll come at me, and I'll be like, oh,
and that's where you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I'm not very good at making moves. I'm not very good at making the first move.
Why do you think you feel more comfortable in this passive role, making people laugh, rather than being more assertive, even though you may have desires?
My daddy left me.
Mm. Tell us more about that.
Well, when I was six, he took me to the no-no corner, and he. I don't want to talk about this.
It's fine. You're in a safe place.
All right. We're going to have to move off this conversation eventually.
I could do that forever.
So anyways, yeah, that's what I got going on.
All right.
So, but in a date, like in a one-on-one date, it's different than like at a party or something.
Yeah,
or
of
at
course.
A club.
Yes, 100%.
Or a pub. So
what happens on the date though? Because it's one-on-one and you know there's already the the unspoken undercurrent of romance because it's one on one.
Well, see,
and
that's where it's fine.
Date.
This is a kind of date where it's like you. I know there's something there,
mm-hmm.
and I know they know there's something there.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
It's not like this place of is she or you know whatever.
Okay. Well, what happens then? So we're sitting at dinner. I'm her. You're you. We finish up. It's winding down. You've had a couple.
Is
of
Is this where
of wine.
I know something's going on?
Well, you've got the vibe. I mean, you're on the date for God's sake, and the conversation's been good. Let's say that.
Yeah, but there's particular times where conversation's been great and everything's been fucking.
But you're not getting the
schmicko.
Vibe.
But I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm getting the vibe. And then that's when I'll let them decide what they wanna. But you know, tomorrow night in particular, I'm probably gonna be like, you wanna come hang out? Do you wanna come back to mine? That kind of thing.
So that's that. There it is. So there's the line. So we finished dinner. We've had a couple of glasses of wine. Oh, it's 150. Would you mind getting this?
Yeah, I will. And I'll always pay.
Always.
But I mean, I'll pay for a fucking friend. I'm not gonna. I hate splitting bills and that sort of stuff. Which can get very confusing. Where you can pay for a girl and they're like, oh, what's that? I'm like, oh no, you ugly fucker. I'm just.
Yeah. I'd do this for anyone. I do this for people I don't like.
Yeah. I do it for people I don't like.
Not that you're one of those. I'm just saying that I would. I mean, I like you. I mean, I'm not saying I like you. I'm not that I don't like you. I mean, we've had a lovely dinner. I'm just saying, like, it's not that it's too serious. Not that I don't want it to be serious, but do you do it for Hugh Grant?
No.
Okay.
A great scene though. I really enjoyed that.
Thanks.
So, yeah, I'll pay.
Okay.
And really the person's going to go, oh, I need to go home. Or they're going to go, oh, so what now?
Yeah.
Like I've never been in a situation where I've been like, I don't know what to do, which isn't actually, that's not fully true. I've been in a lot of situations where I've been like, I don't know what to do. But generally the rule is if I don't know what to do, it's not on.
Okay.
Like if I'm confused, it's probably because I'm making something up in my head that isn't there.
Right.
So that's it. So they'll make it clear. They'll be like, oh, and I'm like, you want to come back to mine? And if they want to come back to mine at 10 p.m. on a Friday night.
Whether they want to or
not. They're
not
coming back to have some fucking... No. Good God. But generally, if they came and then I was like... I was, you know, I went to give a fucking snog or something. And they were like, whoa. I would be genuinely surprised.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. That's so embarrassing. I didn't, you know, can I give you a lift home? Whatever. I'm not going to fucking... You come back here. You eat my eats. No, not at all.
I wonder how many opportunities.
Before we move off that.
No. You
no,
said all you
I don't
want to
fucking.
No,
I don't
want to
leave that
is
there.
100%
I don't
want to
leave that
no,
there.
No. We all understood what you were saying.
Everyone is making it worse. Entitled to do whatever they want and behave however they want.
Is that you making excuses for you being
no,
forceful?
No, shut your mouth. That's not what I'm saying. I would never be forceful or forceful.
Whatever you want to do is fine. Regardless of how the other person feels. I understand.
You're a fucking
You've
piece
made
of
that
shit.
Perfectly clear.
I'm just saying if it seemed like the signals were there and I made a move and they were like, oh no.
It doesn't matter at that point.
No,
what you're saying.
No,
then
I would be like.
You gave me the signals.
I'll be like, I'm so sorry. You know.
But this has to happen.
Stop it. This is not this is not a good conversation. Fucking hell.
All right. So I wonder how many opportunities you've missed out on.
Hundreds, probably.
Yeah.
I've had people say...
Because the girl might be a bit passive and want you to take the lead and you're like, I'm going to wait and see what happens. And then it gets to a point where she's like, okay, I feel like nothing's going to happen because he's not making the move. I'm going to jet.
One of the things which Ben and Bruce will always say, Ben Osman,
mm-hmm.
is that I'm ridiculously lucky. My hitting a punching above my weight record is quite high.
I think that they just have a low opinion of you.
Yeah. Fucking everyone does, apparently.
Not me.
You know, I bring a... Especially, they'll talk about one person. I'm not going to say their name.
Okay.
It's one person in particular that I dated in when we were in high school. And it was like, what the fuck is happening there? It was like Mrs. Piggy and I was Mrs. Piggy. I was going to say Mrs. Piggy and Kermit, but Kermit's not like a stunner, you know? I wouldn't fuck Kermit.
Roger Rabbit and Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, there we are. So I've definitely missed out on things where people have been like, what happened there? I was like, nothing.
You're a charming boy. I could see that being the case.
You're a charming boy.
What's happening?
Your mum's a charming boy.
I think you're a charming boy. And I feel like the fact that you are such a nice guy means that you probably missed out on a lot of stuff because you haven't taken the front foot. Yeah. Which is perfectly fine.
I don't care.
I'm just saying. Get what I get. Observation.
Get what I get.
Get what I get.
Just, you know. It's not fucking
ain't that just the truth in life?
You just get what you get.
And on that note.
It's the end of the podcast. If you want to, we're going to do a post show. Probably only going to be a short post show. But if you want to hear the post show for the podcast, you can go to Patreon and you can donate $3 or $4 or $5. All those, a month, all those tiers give you a different thing. I mean, $5 will give you everything else, you know, and you get access to different videos, stuff that doesn't go on YouTube, and you get access to the post show, obviously. And I got a journal on there I sometimes update. You know, you can see all that sort of shit for just $3 a month or $4 or $5. $5, you get access to the Discord. There's nothing in the Discord.
Because, exciting. You could be there for the first post if you hurry up.
Yeah, you know, I will get more stuff on the Discord now that I'm back off Shrek. What else can you do? You can go to YouTube, to the Real GMAT, watch some videos, discuss some shit. What are we at? Nearly at 10K. That'll be nice. We'll hit that. That video of yours and mine had some attraction on Facebook. A couple of pages shared that.
The PUBG one?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Have you checked how many views those have got?
No.
Oh.
No. I thought it was like 8,000 or something.
Well, that was when I was talking to you yesterday, the day before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, anyways. If you're listening to this on anchor.fm, applaud it. If you're listening to this on the iTunes store, you can't do anything, really.
If you're listening on Spotify.
Oh, you know what you can do? If you're on the iTunes, go and rate the podcast. Give it 5 stars.
Good idea.
Because a rating, yeah, will be on Spotify soon. What else is there? I feel like next time I'm going to write something, so I make sure I mention everything.
Very exciting. What a tease.
Patreon, we're going to be streaming hopefully fortnightly soon. I haven't oh yeah, I'm not going to tease that. Anyways, there'll be more streaming coming and videos will go back to regular. Go to Facebook and say hello and all that sort of shit and thank you. Any last thoughts, Ben?
No, I think you covered it.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.